ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
सभी भाई बहनों की बहुत ही स्नेह भरी याद लेके,
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स वेरी वेरी लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद माय सेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन।
बहुत दूर से बाबा आते दिखाई दे रहे थे।
आई सॉ बाबा कमिंग फ्रॉम अ फार डिस्टेंस।
और जैसे बाबा सामने पहुंचे,
एज बाबा केम क्लोजर,
बाबा के चेहरे के द्वारा अलग अलग प्रकार की अनुभूति हो रही थी।
The different kinds of experiences being felt from Baba. There were two types of garlands in Baba's hands. One was a garland of flowers, and the other was a garland of pearls. Pearls. As I was watching Baba, Baba's form of giving blessings became prominent, the form of being the bestower, Baba's love for the devotees, and his form of being the merciful one towards them, that was all being visible. Baba smiled and was looking at both garlands. Baba said, "Come, child." I said, "Baba, where are you coming from today?" Baba said, "Should I tell you where I had been?" Due to the importance of this month, the Shravan month, the devotee souls, their devotion, their dedication, their love, they are all engaged in some elevated task or the other on the path of bhakti in this month. Looking at the devotee souls, Baba was looking at their love, their hard efforts. Baba was feeling a lot of mercy, but along with that, Baba was also giving them the return of their pure feelings. Baba was smiling and then said, according to the drama, Baba is bound to give them, the devotee soul, the return of their pure feelings. Just for 1 second of experience, these devotee souls make so much effort. They endure so many physical difficulties. And then Baba started to look at the garland. So I then had the thought, what are these two garlands that Baba is holding? From the garland of flowers, such lovely fragrance was emanating and creating good atmosphere all around. That was getting more and more fragrant. Those waves of fragrance from this garland of flowers was transforming into rays of light and spreading all around. The second garland of pearls had different, the pearls in this garland had different intensity of sparkle. Baba then said, "Look at these garlands. The garland of flowers represented my children who, within their Brahman life, are completely following and following the codes of conduct, and because of following the codes of conduct, they are receiving strength and blessings and experiences from the Father.
They are
receiving all these attainments." There are many of our children who are following all the codes of conduct very well and accurately. The second garland, that is of flower of pearls, on the top was written those may you be equal to the Father in your angel form, and other places on the garland was written, may you be videhi, bodiless stage, those who are multi-million times fortunate, equal to Brahma Baba in all ways. So this was that garland of pearls. Many, many children got emerged in front of Baba. Baba gave the garlands to the children, and as these garlands were going around the children's necks, but as they went around the children's neck, the flower garland was wilting. For some, the garlands were just splitting up. The very few children for whom their garlands remained as beautiful as they were before. Baba then explained, within this Brahman life, the children understand the codes of conduct of Brahman life, they are following these codes of conduct, but from time to time, because of their old sanskars, some sanskar or the other, those their commitment to the codes of conduct become a bit slack, and then the attainments that they should be receiving starts to feel like they're not receiving the reward, the attainments. Then they keep asking, what do I do, Baba? How do I have these attainments? What do I need to do? Baba has explained to you the easy method that at the present time you have to follow, you have to imbibe, inculcate the codes of conduct deeply in your Brahman life. This is your means of protection and means to attain Baba in completion. Baba then looked at, indicated the garland of pearls. Baba said this represents those souls who are Baba's service companions, they have surrendered themselves like the Father, like Brahma Baba. They are the garland, they represent the rosary of those who are the beloved deities who are being remembered by the devotee souls. Baba then gave this garland of pearls to the children and said, Baba sees each child, each Brahmin child, as those beloved deity souls, and they have to become that again. So as this garland of pearls was reaching each child, they were trying to hold on to this garland of pearls, but it was moving around. Even now, Baba said, the children are not practicing their bodiless stage. The Father has come to make the children become those beloved deities again. The devotees see these souls as the deities, but the children are not seeing themselves as that. Each child has to become complete, perfect. They have to become like the Father and come into their angelic form. They have to reach their bodiless stage, place their footsteps on the Father's footsteps, become multi-million fold fortunate. So at the present time, this is the pure feelings that Baba wants to share with the children. Baba then gave drishti to everyone. As Baba gave drishti, those garlands of flowers reaches each child, get garlanded around their neck. Rays of light were emerging from the garland and were creating a very beautiful experience. And then gradually the garland of pearls also reaches each child. Baba then said, look at what the Father is doing for the children, but sometimes The children get influenced by matters of Maya and they forget so many things. Keep the Father in front of you. Remember what the Father is bestowing on you. Baba alone is my companion. He is the one who is holding on to my hand and making me move ahead and progress. So if you pay attention to this, you will always experience that we are becoming a garland around the Father's neck and the Father alone is our companion. I then offer bhog to Baba. Baba immersed all the children in the subtle region and was giving them drishti and blessings.
Om Shri.